Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
National Zoological Gardens open up today, the 1st of September. Of course, there's COVID precautions and measures that need to be taken whilst you're visiting zoos. And we want to hear what they are. Absolutely amazing that we can get outdoors again and go and visit our zoos. National Zoological Gardens Executive Director Leslie Mudumeli joining us on the line. Leslie, a very good morning to you. Thanks for taking the time to speak to us.
Good morning and thanks for having me. And thanks to your listeners.
So it's very exciting because I think South Africans have been feeling very cooped up. People with kids in particular have wanted to get out. You know, we know that parents with young children, they love zoos, love being outdoors, letting kids run just a little bit. So very exciting that zoos are opening. How does it look now? You know, what's it going to look like for people coming to the zoos?
And look, it has been a battle for us to have our staff in here during lockdown mm-hmm. to look after the garden and the animals. But I can tell you, if you come inside, you will see how the garden looks. It has been well looked after and the animals are fine. And I think the public, like I said earlier on, is itching to go out there and families are itching to go out there and have fresh air. Mm. And we are ready for it.
Absolutely. And it really is. I think we've been craving it, actually. You know, South Africans, part of what it means to be South Africans is to be outdoors and it's such a creative, healthy family time to spend a morning at one of our facilities that we have. What's it going to look like in terms of precautions in terms of COVID?
Yeah, look, we are under the tourism industry. Mm-hmm. And we are reporting to the Department of Environmental Affairs and Forestry and Fisheries. So we have adapted the regulations that government has put forward under level 2, and we actually did a full risk assessment. And after the risk assessment, we formulated what we call a COVID task teams. And then after the COVID task team, we developed what we call our own National Zoological Garden protocols for COVID. And then we trained our staff that is in the front line to make sure that they understand the protocols that emanated from the risk assessment that we did. And part of the risk assessment is to look, for example, for a place where there's a confined space. Let's take, for example, an aquarium where there's a small confined space. Mm. Therefore, we put in a person there in the door to check how many people are coming in and stop the number of people until they go out. So we've got a lot of protocols in place. Mm-hmm. For example, there are certain kids' play area that we have cordoned out and we close them so that the touch aspect cannot affect the kids. We open the whole garden and the picnic areas and the walkways. Everybody can walk and move freely and see animals. But we identify certain spots where there is certain risks that we need to avoid, and we close them nicely. But there is more full view of all areas that people want to see. Mm.
Well, I think that makes sense. You know, I think that for parents, it's actually a bit of a relief that some of the areas are closed, because it means the kids aren't going to be nagging, and they're not, you know, and it makes people more comfortable that you could be there, but know that you guys have gone through it to say, look, this could be an area where there's potential spread, so we're not going to allow that to open up. It means that you can be there knowing that responsibility and care has been taken. And I really do hope that South Africans are and our listeners are going to take advantage because we've really just got such fantastic facilities. You know, as I say, there's nothing healthier. You know, all of the doctors, all of the medical experts are telling us get outside. That's where you want to be. And certainly you want to be walking. You want to be exercising a little bit, walking around a zoo, for example, let your kids run. But knowing that you're outdoors, that care's been taken that it must have been a very difficult period to manage facilities during this lockdown. Quite depressing in a way, because, you know, sort of with no feedback and no visitors, it must have been very difficult a period.
Look, I must say this to you, that we also have dedicated staff, and because the National Zoological Garden has been categorized as essential services, we had to have teams around here to come and look after the animals, from your doctors coming in, from animal attendants coming in, from people coming to look after the garden. It has been very difficult. And you must remember, in between, you have to manage the incidents of cases coming through, and rotation of staff and feeding of animals. It was a battle, but we had government support, and we pulled through.
Absolutely, and I really just, as I say, hope that our listeners certainly get out there and support the local facilities, of which there are many, and are absolutely fantastic. So good luck to you. Well done in keeping it together, and best of luck for the season. I really do hope that it goes well.